Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Sayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is Friday, February 19th, and it is a wonderful day here in South Florida. And I'm really, really excited. Today we have another special episode. And you may be asking, who is this special guest and who is this special episode all about? Well, you will get to find out who that lucky person is, but I would just tell you the title of this person is Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. So if you really want to know who Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016 is, you definitely want to stick around for the show today. And I just want to say that as we continue celebrating Black History Month, realizing even though we have the month of February to celebrate Black History Month, we should be celebrating our history every day. And one conversation that I had with someone recently was, how does the African diaspora relate to the Jewish culture or the Jewish nation? And one thing that the conversation was about was, when we look at the Jewish nation, how they are able to celebrate every darkest moment in their history. When we look at the Book of Esther, and we talk about the moment when they were about to be completely annihilated, now they celebrate on a holiday called Purim, where they actually have a festivity and embracing the fact they almost their whole people were about to be wiped out, but they celebrate the fact that it did not happen. And they continue to use that moment not to ponder on what could have happened, but ponder on what did happen, that they were able to turn back the king's order to kill all the Jews, and it actually the person who was their enemy, his own plan turned against him. And also when we think about other things, the Holocaust, they have Holocaust memorials and services and celebrations, and they really look at it, and when they educate their children from the time they're pretty much born until throughout their lives, especially in the Hebrew school, they teach them about their history. It is ingrained in their culture. It's ingrained in their tradition. It's ingrained in their heritage. And I think that's one thing as the African diaspora, I do hope that one day we will all embrace our own history as people from Africa, what our ancestors went through, our descendants went through, and from the slavery to civil colonization to even some of the things that are taking place now. It's how do we turn a negative situation into a positive situation, changing our perspective. Because once we change our perspective, then we'll have a different mindset. Then we'll have a different way of looking at things. And that's one of the things that is near and dear to my heart, is how do we allow the African diaspora not to be slaved to their past, especially the negative things in their past, but really embracing it and celebrating it and finding a way to say, yes, slavery happened to us. Yes, many other situations happen to us, whatever country you're from and within the African diaspora, but yet how can we have a positive mindset and a positive light to it? So that is my quick soapbox on Black History Month, and realizing that Black History Month is not just only for those of African descent or people of color. It's for all people to celebrate, because the African diaspora and the people of color or the Black nations, they have done a lot to contribute to this world from the beginning of time till now and until the end of time. And it is for every culture to celebrate one another. It's for every culture to appreciate. But as we are in the month of February, the shortest month in the year, this year we have 29 days because it's a leap year. But generally we have 28 days in February to celebrate. So I challenge everyone, find a way to celebrate the holiday, find a way to do a Black History Month event, or find a way to educate someone on Black History Month. Find something that you are passionate about and share that history with someone else. Or even educate our children. I think that's so, so important. The reason why I'm so grateful and I appreciate and I embrace my heritage as someone of African descent as well as of Haitian descent is because I know the history. I know the value, and not the history the negative history. I know the true history. I know the beautiful history of the African diaspora as well as the country of Haiti and how they have contributed to this country as well. You know, Haitians have done a lot for this country, and we need to be recognized for that. If you think of Chicago, you think of Savannah, you think of the Louisiana Purchase, you think of the World War One, you think of the Civil War, you think of all these different things. Haitians had something to contribute to it. The African diaspora had something to contribute to it, and we need to be respected and valued and appreciated for that. So I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I just wanted to say that I wish everyone a wonderful Black History Month in the month of February, but it should be celebrated 365 days a year. And when you know where you come from, then you know who you are, then you know where you're going. So that's all I was saying that. So let's go ahead and get started on our show today. Actually, before we continue on, I want to have a moment of silence because we all would not be here, regardless if you are a person of color or not. Regardless if you're from the African diaspora or not, there's many people that sacrifice their lives for us. Those that we know of, and especially those unsung heroes. So I want us to take the time right now to have a moment of silence and thank them for their sacrifice. Thank them for what they have done, that we're able to vote, that we're able to live in what area of neighborhood, able to go to whatever school you want to. We're able to have all different colors and nations and people of creeds in one building. It's not segregated anymore, even though we may tend to still be segregated in some way, shape, or form, but at least it's not the sense that it's forced. If it's happening now, it's because we are doing it to ourselves. So please, I'd like to take a moment of silence and pay our respect and our homage to all those who have gone before us, that have risked their lives so we could be where we are today. Because I am grateful for those who have risked their lives for me as a woman, as a person of color, as someone of African descent, as someone of Haitian descent, and of course, someone of American descent. So I would like to pay respect and have a moment of silence. All right, and one last thing I will say before I actually promise to get off my Black History Month soapbox is that know who you are and value yourself. That just came to me as a moment of silence, is know your value. Know that you're worthy. Know that you have something to contribute to this world, no matter who you are, where you come from. I'm currently in Liberty City as I'm running for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade County, driving throughout the district on various days and stopping in different locations and just meeting some great people in Liberty City, from police officers to business owners to people who work with children to the higher education system to pastors. Just know that if you know who you are and you value who you are, no one can take that away from you. Your self-worth is not given what someone tells you you are. Your self-worth is what you see your self-worth as. And when you know who you are, realize that you are made from royalty in the spiritual sense and in the cultural sense. You are made from kings and queens. Your bloodline is kings and queens. We have to live like it. We have to be treated like it. And we have to understand that's where we come from. Then we'll be able to have more value in ourselves. So I'm excited as today's show. We'll be meeting Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. Now, you may be asking yourself, who is Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016? How did she get this title? And what has she been up to become Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016? So I would like to go ahead and give you a bio about Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016 was born in the city of Miami at Jackson Memorial Hospital. She is the eldest daughter of two Haitian immigrants who are small business owners in South Florida. She has an older brother and a younger sister. She definitely takes the title of the middle child, as there's always rumors about the middle child is spontaneous, is the one that's the life of the party, is the one that every parent is always concerned about in some way, shape, or form, because they're always up to something, and it's always something good, of course. She is someone who grew up with family values as a Christian. She grew up with family values as advocacy. She grew up with family values of never giving up. She grew up with family values of working hard. She grew up with family values of knowing yourself and being true to yourself. She grew up with family values of always helping someone else. She grew up with family values that community service is important. Family values that business is important and to have a business. And she also grew up with the value of identifying when there is a problem and you do not keep silent. Because silence is a form of acceptance, whether you agree with the situation or not. So she has always been vocal. Hence, even though she did well in school, her professors would always say on her report cards, she's a great student, but boy, does she talk too much and always getting in trouble. And growing up in South Florida, Miss Fort Lauderdale really began to embrace culture on different levels, as she is someone who has been exposed to injustice on various levels. She also grew up in a community that was predominantly white, but she always was around multicultural people, diverse communities. She, when growing up, wanted to be a teacher and a business owner. She had some, actually, truth be told, she wanted to be an astronaut. But due to the fact that she had a lot of health conditions growing up as a child, being an astronaut was not in her, one of her career choices because of her health. So her family always told her that she'd be a healthcare provider. So as she always had a caring spirit and a hospitable spirit and loved taking care of others, she did become a nurse. She did so in high school. She attended Blanche Ely High School in Pompano Beach, Florida. She graduated in the class of 2000 with many accolades and many academic accomplishments and, of course, completing her LPN. And then after finishing high school, she was so determined not to stay in the state of Florida to go to college. She wanted to go to a school in Georgia. But as life would have it, she, in the last minute, had to change her mind and attended the University of Florida, where she went to Gainesville, Florida. She initially wanted to go into health, really wasn't sure if that's really what she wanted to do, since that's what her family wanted her to do. So she changed her degree from her major from nursing to health science education. She was able to graduate a year early, so she went from to school for 3 years instead of four, and she graduated cum laude. She was very active on campus, involved in various organizations. She was involved in the community. She was an advocate for a number of things while she was in college, and she really enjoyed her 3 years at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida, where she really truly understood the value of leadership. She understood the value of advocacy and activism. And so as she graduated from the University of Florida, she had an opportunity to do an internship at the State of Georgia Health Department, where she focused on their diabetes prevention and control program, and had opportunities to work alongside with the CDC with different grants, different initiatives that were taking place. But as she is a lifelong learner, and she has been going to school since she was 3 months old, as her family says. And so right after graduating the University of Florida, she moved back to South Florida and moved and lived in North Miami and attended the University of Florida and got her Bachelor of Science in Nursing, a BSNRN degree. She attended the University of Miami from 2003 to 2005. And then after that, she really enjoyed nursing so much that she did a lot of different initiatives and different work in the community within her culture, trying to educate herself on how she can provide a model that would help with behavior modification. She also worked on different other initiatives to give back to the community on various different levels. She was born in Miami and very active in Miami growing up. So while she was attending the University of Miami and lived in the city of North Miami, she did a lot of different things in the community. And then after graduating from the University of Miami, she took a travel nursing assignment and went to Vermont. And while she was in Vermont, she worked in a male correctional facility. And most of the time she was housed in the maximum security, working with the inmates for medical care and other different things within the correctional facility. She had a great time. It was a contract, so she did that for a couple of months. But, of course, as she is a southerner, I've never seen snow. As soon as snow fell from the sky, she left immediately and moved to North Carolina. While she was in North Carolina, she spent 5 years in North Carolina. As she continued various assignments as an independent contractor for nursing, she was a staff nurse. She was an agency nurse, and she did a lot of different things there. Her main area of expertise as she was a nurse was critical care and cardiac nursing, and she enjoyed that as well. She was very active on hospital-wide committees. She had an opportunity to be very active in her community, active in her HOA, as she was able to build a home for herself at a young age. She was politically active. She was attending graduate school for religious studies in South Carolina while she lived in North Carolina. So she's a very dedicated, hardworking person. And while she was in North Carolina, she had an opportunity to do a lot of great things. And as she was involved and active in the Democratic Party, she had an opportunity to go to be a representative for the Mecklenburg County Young Democratic Club and attend the DNC 2008 Democratic Convention, National Convention in Denver, Colorado. And while she was there, she met a lot of people and realized that was her space and that's where she wanted to be in public policy. And she had an opportunity to speak at the HR 676 caucus, where she spoke on the behalf of healthcare providers and the challenges they were facing. And HR 676 bill became Obamacare as we see today, so providing universal healthcare services for individuals. And while she was in North Carolina during the economic crash, she lost everything, so she relocated back to her home base. And while she's been back in South Florida, she has been making a name for herself in the community as a business owner, a small business owner, an entrepreneur, a business coach. And you may be wondering, who is this person and how do I know so many details about this person? Hence, I am Miss Fort Lauderdale. I am honored to have been recognized and given the title as Miss Fort Lauderdale by the Miss Corporate America pageant corporation. And as I've been back in South Florida after losing everything in North Carolina, at that time in my life, I was very successful, enjoyed life to the fullest, traveling the world, luxury products, living in a beautiful home, beautiful suburb neighborhood, and relocating back to South Florida. In hindsight, it was an eye-opening experience because no matter what happens in life, the things that happen to you in life prepare you for your future. And sometimes we don't realize that because we're in the midst of the situation, in the midst of the storm. But after the storm passes and you begin to be able to climb up the mountaintop and reach that promised land that God had promised, then you begin to realize that God was always in control despite the challenges in life, despite that we live in a fallen world. And as I had challenges because of losing everything, it was hard to find a nursing position. It was hard to find employment because of the things that happened as far, of course, when your home is foreclosed on, it affects your ability to do certain things with your credit. And then, of course, having mortgage fraud and a lot of other contributing factors, my health was impacted because of the stress that I've been through and finding compensation and reaping damages from the whole situation has not been successful. But I will not give up in fighting for being compensated for the emotional damage that has happened to me because of the hardships that I've been through in life, in losing my home and losing my dignity, my respect, and even my career at one point because it was a challenge because there was employment freezes and not able to find a position as a nurse, and hence beginning my life and career as a full-time entrepreneur. Even I've grown up, my parents have been small business owners from the time that I could remember. And me having that entrepreneur spirit, it helped me to tap into a different sector. It helped me to tap into a different sector of life outside of being a healthcare provider and being a community health educator. And so in starting my business in 2013, initially in 2012, doing research and launching it in 2013 as a speaker and writing books, I've written 3 books, I'm writing a 4th one in 2017. And really my heart is as a philanthropist, as a community advocate at large, as an entrepreneur, as a healthcare provider, as a small business owner, as a business coach, and as a Christian. It is, and a founder of an etiquette school for youth. It's just always finding ways to give back to the community, always finding ways to be a part of the community, be a solution to the problems that we see. I'm a problem solver, and so when I see identify a problem, I can't ignore it. When I see injustice, I can't be quiet. I always have to say something or speak up because that's how I was raised, and that's the environment that I was brought in. And so having the opportunity 3 years later, fast forwarding, after going through so many roller coasters in life, and I call it a quarter life crisis, and my joke to God is, I better not get a midlife crisis because I've been through so much as a child. Seeing my uncle, the late father, Dr. Gerard Jean-Gis, go through so many hardships as he was sacrificing his life for the Haitian immigrants in the 70s and 80s, not just in South Florida, even though that's his base, but being internationally known for his efforts and recognized, and seeing the struggle that he went through his illness with leukemia and stroke and other complications that are questionable where the origin came from, because he was a political prisoner and unjustly imprisoned numerous times while he was in Haiti, and the challenges he faced even here in America were very heartening. And as a Christian, it was hard to see someone who's given their life to Christ and sacrificed so much. And at times I thought, you know, his enemies had victory over him because of how he died and not being able to complete what he started as. He was a presidential candidate at least twice for the country of Haiti, and it was blocked each time because, for whatever reason, I will leave that conversation alone. And so I've always been, and as someone told me yesterday, when I told them I'm running for office, they said it's in your blood. You can't, your family has a legacy of advocacy. Your family has a legacy of activism. So, and having said that, it's just as a business owner, someone who believes in building our economy by creating jobs and creating businesses, as someone who's a healthcare provider and believing that there should be quality of access to healthcare for everyone, regardless of who you are, how much money you make, that there should be no one in this country who's working hard to not be able to have access to quality health care, or our children being in the communities and being able to play outside and not worry about being gunned down or being hit, or thinking that it's unsafe for your child even to play in your front door. Or when we think about people who want to come here and be a part of this great country because there's so many opportunities and people are leaving their countries to come here, that there's not an opportunity for them to have a piece of the American dream as long as they are law-abiding citizens and doing what needs to be done to be productive and give back to this country, that should be an opportunity for them. Or when we think about the ability for everyone to live the dreams that they were meant to live and being able to have the same opportunities regardless of what zip code or what they drive or where they went to school, that it should be an equal opportunity for men and women to be paid the same amount of payment, or people to have affordable housing. I actually had a conversation with someone about gentrification in Liberty City and concerns about people not going to be able to afford their homes in this area because of gentrification. So there's a lot of different conversations going on. And so not just being a business owner or a candidate, but someone who has a strong concern in the community. I love working with youth. So reaching out to them through my etiquette school, the 360 Evolution Academy, which is a school that was brought up because of the people that invested in me. They allowed me the opportunity to become who I am, a woman of grace and class, and knowing how to carry myself with pride, with a respectable amount of pride, of self-confidence, self-love, self-esteem, and self-respect, and wanting to do the same. Had opportunities that I missed because my parents weren't able to afford it. For instance, I had an opportunity from the White House growing up to be an ambassador, a student ambassador, and go to Australia, but my parents could not afford it. So those are the things that I want to make sure that when kids have an opportunity, that regardless of what those opportunities are, that they never pass them up because of whatever reason, whether it's lack of finances, whether lack of resources, whether lack of knowledge, whatever it is, that they have that ability to be able to have the same amount of opportunities and resources as their counterparts in the more wealthier zip codes and areas of this county, of our state, of our country. And so as Miss Fort Lauderdale, it's really representing where I grew up. Yes, I was born in Miami. Yes, I am living back in Miami, but before moving back to Miami, I had the opportunity to be crowned a Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. And so showing the city of beautiful beaches, of great culture, the city that is the heart of Broward County, and a city that I've known from the time that I was a little kid up until last year or earlier this year. So as my former representative, as I lived in his district, Representative Bobby DeBose would always say, we are a product of the 33311, and definitely I am a product of that since I spent most of my childhood in the 33311 zip code. It is an opportunity to have this title. It's an opportunity to show respect to Fort Lauderdale as a Miss Fort Lauderdale, a woman who is not just a business owner, a woman who is not just a professional, a woman who is not just a Christian, a woman who is not just a community advocate or running for office, or even being nominated to be Woman of the Year for Leukemia Lymphoma Society for the South Palm Beach County chapter, and all the other things that I'm doing, being a part of New Leaders Council, having opportunities to have leadership opportunities and hold leadership roles in various organizations throughout the South Florida area. So I see it as an opportunity to really, even though I'm Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016, to really be Miss South Florida, because I do represent Palm Beach, I do represent Broward, I do represent Dade, and all my efforts, whether it's business, community, or philanthropy. So I think it's so important that we know where we come from, we know where we are, and we know where we're going. And as Miss Fort Lauderdale, I just want to be a great example for women and young girls around the country, around South Florida, around the world, that this pageant, Miss Corporate America pageant 2016, which I'm also competing for that title, and the pageant is taking place March 5th in Orlando at Caribe Royale. And if you would like tickets or find out more information about this pageant, or even attend the pageant or enter the pageant next year, go to MissCorporateAmerica.com, and I'll provide more information later towards the end of this interview about the opportunity. And the reason why I decided to enter this pageant is because it's like no other. Yes, they're looking at beauty, but they're also looking at women who give back to the community. They're looking at women who are making movers and shakers. They're looking at women who are the go-getters in the communities and that are doing so many different things besides just being a business owner or working in corporate America. And so that's why I see it as an honor and privilege to be a part of it, because I have met and been connected with Miss Corporate America 2015, Mrs. Corporate America 2015, Mrs. Corporate America 2014, and other people who have competed in the pageant in the past. And they are great, strong women who are doing so many great things, and I wanted to be connected with them because they are great role models for young girls and women around the world to know, no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, that women have opportunities to not just be beautiful, but to be valuable and to be productive in their country, their society, and be a citizen that is doing great things and leaving a legacy and a lasting impression in their communities by the great efforts and the great initiatives and the great things that they're doing. So I see it as an honor and privilege to be Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. I see it as an honor and privilege to be able to run and compete for Miss Corporate America 2016. And as I shared to you earlier, that yes, I am Miss Fort Lauderdale, but I see it as Miss South Florida because of all the efforts that I'm doing on Tri-County area. So if you are looking for more information, and please, I ask that you check out my Facebook page for my Miss Corporate America pageant contestant, as I represent Miss Fort Lauderdale, as I am Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. And please connect with me on all my social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, various pages on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Tumblr. You can email me info@FayolaDelica LLC.com, and I'll spell it out, info@ SayolaDelicaLLC.com, or you can reach out to me at 954-562-7706. Again, 954-562-7706. And I just want to let you know that I'm honored to represent Fort Lauderdale. I'm honored to represent Miss Corporate America as a contestant for 2016. I do ask for your support, as it does, it's a fundraising campaign effort to make sure that I represent Miss Fort Lauderdale, represent Fort Lauderdale and South Florida well. So please go to my GoFundMe account, and you can find that on my Miss Corporate America page, the link to my GoFundMe account, in order to help me to make sure I represent well, as it takes money to do all these different efforts, as I am not just a business owner, but and running for state office and running for Woman of the Year for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and running for Miss Corporate America. And you may be saying you're doing a lot of things. I believe in this year, I told God that I would do whatever opportunity comes before me. And if it's not of you, then you close that door. Because in 2017, I will be releasing my memoir, and my memoir is going to be From Hell and Back. That's not the title, but that's pretty much the synopsis of all the challenges, all the hell that I've been through in life. I want to show people there is an opportunity. There is hope. You're able to bounce back. As Resilience Living Life by Design is my co-authoring book that I did in 2015, September 2015 of last year. And so now I'm turning my story not just into a chapter, but my own personal memoir, self-help book that's going to empower women and even men around the country, around the world, to tell them if Sayola Delica can have gone through hell and able to come back alive and be able to do all the great things she's doing, and to tell people you cannot give up when you fall down. You cannot give up when life happens to you. You have to get back up, put your big girl panties on, put your big boy panties on, or whatever, your briefs, or whatever you want to call it, and just keep going. You cannot give up. We have to be like palm trees. They bend, but they do not break. We have to be like a rubber band. You can stretch it out, but it shall come back to its for its rebound to its original state. So as the song said, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And I cannot believe who I am today based on the pain and suffering that I've been through in my past, because I didn't realize my strength. I didn't realize my value. I didn't truly understand who I was and the potential and the purpose and the plan that God had for me until I went through all those things. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, but if God is using it for my good, then I praise it. Praise him for those experiences, because now I shall get the victory, that I shall be able to reap my harvest of all the things that I've done in this world and giving back to the community and others. And now it's my opportunity to have a platform to shine, not to boast of myself, but to encourage others, to let them know if I can do it, you can do it too. If I can overcome challenges in life and be triumphant, you can do the same. If there's an opportunity to be a woman, to be able to not just look beautiful, but to be able to be a woman of substance, a woman of valor, a Proverbs 31 woman, then I am that example, to be a modern day Renaissance woman, to let you know that nothing can stop you but you yourself. No challenges, no hell that you've been through in life cannot be your final destination. Your destiny waits for you. Opportunities have your name written on it, but if you continue to send a pity party and say that woe is me and these things happen to me, then you are stopping yourself. As my good friend James Ola says, get out of your own way with his book. And I did not understand what that phrase was until within the end of last year, beginning of this year. No more pity parties, no more shame and guilt, no more regrets, but it's moving forward. As Israel Houghton's song says, moving forward. So let's move forward in life. Let's allow what was in the past to be in the past, and let's look to a brighter future. Let's take those opportunities, the lessons that we've learned in the past, and to be able to empower, inspire, and motivate others to be the best versions of themselves. My name is Sayola Delica. I am Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016, running for Miss Corporate America 2016 in Orlando, March 5th. If you want more information, go to MissCorporateAmerica.com. Get your tickets. If you can't attend, you can support the cause by donating to my GoFundMe account to make sure I represent Fort Lauderdale well as South Florida. And most of all, to realize that there are many great opportunities, and they're standing right in front of you. Are you knocking? Are you willing to open that door? And are you willing to walk in? I know I am, and I'm not stopping. I am going full force, even as a candidate for State Representative House District 108. No matter how many candidates come into the race, No matter what they say or do, I am still running this race. I'm still moving forward. And I pray that as God is my witness, he is the one that has orchestrated my steps. He is the one that provided this opportunity. He is the one that has told me to go forward. So I look forward to winning that seat as well. So I tell you all, many opportunities ahead. Go for it and don't look back. And don't let anyone devalue you or tell you you're not worthy or you can't do it. I truly believe if you can receive it, you can achieve it, and you better believe it because it shall come to pass if you work hard for it. My name is Sale Felica. I am your host as well. Yes, I am Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016, running for Miss Corporate America. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I look forward to seeing you guys every week. Make sure you take care. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. It is a little warm today, but boy, it's a lot of work to do, and I got to get back to being in Liberty City and finding out what's going on in the community. So you all take care. Be blessed. God loves you. So do I. And know that I'm always here for you. So check me out on social media. Take care. Bye-bye.